Hi, Dagmar. Congratulations on making it all the way to 70, but you got to know that in my world, you're just a kid. I just had my 80th birthday. Can you believe what we've been through in all these years? This is Joan Campbell. I would give anything if I could be there for your birthday, but I'm actually in North Carolina, and tomorrow morning I have to preach twice at Davidson College. So it goes. So goes our life. Dagmar, you've been a great witness for so many important things, and especially now as you deal with the Catholic Church and the role of women, and you deal with it in such a brave and courageous way. But why would I be surprised? And you know, we share some very important struggles in your life, and I'm happy to have been part of that, and I'll never forget during the baptism of your very, very youngest child and how much I loved being part of your family in that way. Your friend, colleague, I'm one of your admirers, Dagmar, and have been for a very long time. We need to spend more time together. I'm going to be retiring from Chautauqua at the end of 2012, and I'll be around. And, of course, I'll be looking for radical, crazy political things to do. And I don't know a better place to look than at Dagmar Celeste. By the way, I think we're going to try to get Dick to come and speak at South Franklin Circle. If you can put in a good word for us, we sure would like him to come and give us sort of his view of where the world is going with this election. I think he might have a good word for us on that. And thanks to everybody that planned this whole birthday for you. What a great family. That in itself is an enormous tribute to you. I love you, Dagmar, more than you know from the little bit of time that we've been able to spend together. But we've got some pretty powerful history. Thanks a lot and love you, Joan Campbell.